With me is Phil Bates from IOSH. And Phil, here we are sitting in the scorching sun. Obviously, the hot weather is lovely for lots of us, but actually for those of us that work, whether it's indoors or outside, this heat actually does present some hazards, doesn't it?
It does, certainly. I mean, the main hazard is dehydration. So you really need to keep topping up your fluids with plenty of cool liquids, but don't forget your isotonic balance, because you don't want to drink too much that you flush out all your salts and then end up collapsing. But there's also irritability, confusion, dizziness, heat stroke and stress. And some people, they can have respiratory difficulties because of the pollution levels that can occur. And it's not just in cities, but even in the countryside, there have been clouds of pollution that have drifted across the North Sea and affected parts of the country in previous years. And, people who have got asthmas, they may be at particular risk. There's also fatigue, stress, and again, UV exposure to the sunburn. Even if it is cloudy, you should still use sunblock and try and keep in the shade. And also, ground levels can change because the ground dries, compacts, and things that were buried can actually come to the surface. There have been cases, I think, in the 2003 heat wave in Europe of bombs and tanks appearing in parts of Europe. But locally, in some nurseries, there have been pieces of building material and glass that have appeared in the playing field just because the ground has shrunk back. Other things to be aware of: computer failure. We're all very much reliant on computers these days, and you get more and more equipment, and companies put more into their server rooms than ever before. And suddenly, with a heat wave like this, where the room capacity was designed for an ambient temperature of 30 degrees, but we've put in much more equipment than was originally specified. And I've seen it where shops can no longer serve people because the computer system's gone, they've got no way of operating the tills or stock records. So you should be aware of those sort of stresses that it can put on your workers and also your clients or your supply chain. Another thing to bear in mind, difficult to think of at the moment, but are flash floods. You usually get those when there has been a lot of hot weather. The ground is hard, and then if you get a sudden downpour, it doesn't soak in, it runs on the hard surface, and they can end up with very sort of tragic localised flooding, which has occurred in the UK before.
It's funny, we never really seem prepared for the weather in this country, although we should be, shouldn't we? And at the end of the day, we've got to consider the people that aren't working in offices, I guess. Those of us that are, involved in even motorcycle couriering, that kind of thing. There's a temptation, I guess, to not wear the protective clothing we should wear on building sites and riding motorbikes and that kind of thing.
Absolutely, the temptation is always there, but it is essential that you do wear the right personal protective equipment for your job and what you're doing for those risks. They've been assessed and allocated to you for a reason, and I think it would be better to be slightly warm and sort of be in one piece rather than try and sort of cool down briefly and take a risk with your own health or that of others.
Well, at the moment, certainly parts of the country are incredibly hot, and there are warnings going out in certain parts of the country. Now, East Anglia, West Norfolk, King's Lynn, near the sea, you've got farming territory there as well. What kind of problems do you envisage for workers in that neck of the woods?
Well, I think if in that neck of the woods, certainly where the temperatures are quite high at the moment, is the heat during the midday. So if you have got outside tasks to do, think more Mediterranean. I know a lot of farmers do get up early, but maybe get up even earlier when it is cooler, when the sun is lower down, so it'll be less stringent, and try and get as much physical outside work done as possible in those cooler hours. And likewise for office workers that may be in quite packed offices, is to try and stagger work patterns. So, if you could allow workers to start a little bit earlier in the morning, say 6:30 or 7 and go home earlier, then they'll probably be more effective and more productive because they'll be a bit cooler.
Phil Bates from IOSH, some great advice there. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.